Good morning. All right, how many of you, just before I start, how many of you remember to vote for the panda name? Did you remember? Well, it's too late to vote, but they're going to announce his name in a few days. I think November 13 or something, they're going to have a big, it says 100 day birthday party. And so you can go and you can see his 10th exam, I think he has now, which he's starting to crawl around, so it's really cute. Okay, so I heard a rumor that the adventurers had a camp in. Is that true?
Yeah.
It is. How many of you got to participate in that? Oh, wow, look at that. Okay, and I hear something also that the Pathfinders, they're having a camp out this weekend.
I knew that.
Okay, they're there right now. Okay, well, that's great. Now, we like camping, right? Do y'all like camping?
Oh,
yeah. And we like the Bible, too, right?
Yeah.
Now, does the Bible talk about camping?
No.
No, it doesn't. You know what? The Bible does talk about camping. I'm going to tell you about it. The Bible talks about camping, and I'm going to tell you, in the Bible, it talks about... God told the children of Israel to camp out once a year for 8 days. It was a big festival. And they were to camp out, and they were to celebrate, and they were to all dwell in tents or booths. And you know why he told them to do that? Because they were to remember that when they came out of the land of Egypt, what did they do? Did they come? They were in slavery. They were in bondage. They came out of Egypt. And what did they do? Did they just go into the promised land? Did they just go right into the promised land? No, they didn't. They spent some time in the wilderness. They were camping. They were camping out in the wilderness, dwelling in tents. They had the tabernacle there, and God was teaching them, and they spent that time, and he wanted them to remember that. Now, when did they camp? Was it in the springtime when they came out of Egypt?
Yes.
Was it in, well, they did. They started camping then. But when did he tell them to remember to camp? You know when? Was in the summertime? Summertime's a great time to camp. But that wasn't when. It was in the fall after they had the harvest. And they said, after the grapes are all pressed and you've threshed all the grain and everything's all cleaned up, wrapped up, you just finished the harvest, that's when you were to camp for 8 days. Now, we are not farmers. Most of us aren't. And we live in the city. But you know what? We're lucky. You know what this is? What is this? This is a walnut, and this is not just any walnut. This is a California walnut. 78% of the walnuts in the world are grown here in California. And you know how they harvest walnuts? I'll tell you how they harvest them, because it's similar to how they harvest almonds. Let's say this is the almond tree, or the walnut tree, and they drive these big trucks, and they come and they have this thing that attaches to the tree, grabs the tree, and shakes it, and goes, and all the walnuts fall to the ground. And then it drives and it goes to the next tree, and they have these little sweepers in front of the back of the wheels so they don't run over the nuts. And it shakes the tree, and all the nuts come down. And they have to harvest them at the right time, otherwise the nuts won't fall off the tree. Okay? And the walnut harvest just finished about the end of October. They just finished up with collecting the last walnuts. Anyone know what this is? This is an almond. Very good. It's difficult to look like an almond because it's got the shell on it. But once you take this off, now 99% of the almonds in the nation are grown in California. And they just harvested these almonds also in late October. They just finished. Now it's going to get a little tricky. You know what this is? Looks like an acorn, but it's not. What is this nut? It looks like an acorn. It's a hazelnut, also called a filbert. And 99% of these hazelnuts are grown where? California. That's a great guess, but that's not correct. They're actually grown up to our neighbors up in the north in Oregon. And these are harvested a little bit differently. When they harvest these nuts, they have to wait for them to fall off the tree, which is a little bit unnerving for the farmer because they're dependent upon the weather. You know, if it's windy, the wind helps them a lot. Like, they like to have a rain, and then they like to have sunshine. But these nuts were just harvested. They finished up harvesting these about the same time, the end of October. Now, last but not least, what is this nut? What is it?
Pistachio.
Yeah, very good. You know your nuts, really. good with the nuts. This is a pistachio. They also grow these in California. This is a trendy nut. You know why? Because they've got a lot of young pistachio trees growing. It's like the up-and-coming thing. There's going to be a lot more pistachios. You can see them growing. I was lucky enough to go up this summer and get to see a pistachio processing plant where they have the big silo. After they process them, they put them in a big silo. And then throughout the years, people order them. They roast them and they package them. And these nuts, I got a newsletter from the growers. This is probably the second largest grower in the world of pistachios. They put out a newsletter dated October 29, and you know what they said? They said, "We're done harvesting. We got all the pistachios in. We're so happy." And it's really a time that the farmers really like to celebrate, because especially when they have a good harvest and they've collected them all. So it's not just the nuts that are being harvested. The grapes have finished harvesting, and these are the last things to be harvested for the year. So if the children of Israel were living right now, they would be celebrating. They'd be camping out. They'd be having this festival for 8 days. And you know why it's important for us to remember that too? Because not only did that point to the time when they came out of Egypt and they were camping out in the wilderness, but it points forward to the future. There's going to be a time when we're going to camp out again. And we don't know exactly how it's all going to happen, but I think we're going to be tabernacling in heaven. I think we're going to be camping out in heaven for a while before we come into the new earth. So that's why it's really important for us. So we're going to say a prayer of thanksgiving, and then I'm going to pass out. Each one of you is going to get this package of nuts, and I want you, when you get home, to have an adult help you with these nuts, okay? Because these are very hard shelled, and I don't want you to hurt yourself trying to open them. So have an adult help you open them. When you eat them, they're going to be really good, okay? So we're going to say a prayer now, and we're going to say a prayer of thanksgiving. I'm going to have some people help me. Okay? We're gonna say a prayer of thanksgiving now. Okay? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for
walnuts.
Yeah. And thank you so much for almond harvest. And Lord, we thank you so much for
all the nut trees.
All the good food from all the land. Lord, we thank you so much, mostly for the promise that you have for us, that someday we will tabernacle with you, that you will teach us as you taught those children of Israel as they came out of Egypt, and that we will come into the promised land to dwell safely with you, with all the beautiful creation you have made. We thank you so much for the harvest this year, and thank you for the promises you've given to us. Amen.